Spokane City Councilwoman Kate Burke announced she will not seek a second term. She made the announcement in a Facebook post Wednesday, saying she cherished the opportunity but wanted to make space for others. Burke represents a city council district that's often a wild card in city elections. Voters of District 1, which includes much of Northeast Spokane, are responsible for electing city council's most conservative and progressive leaders. Burke is seen as the most progressive, her seatmate Michael Cathcart as the most conservative. Cathcart won in 2019 when Burke's former seatmate Mike Fagan ran for city council president. Cathcart was one of seven people who ran in the primary, including a current school board member and a first responder. Cathcart has also already endorsed the only candidate who has declared he will run for city council in their district, Jonathan Bingle. Bingle is a former pastor and the owner of an events company. He ran for mayor in 2019, but lost in the primary. He said he and Cathcart have similar ideas, such as the city should allow union negotiations to be open to the public and that the city should not fluoridate its water if voters oppose it. He acknowledged that Burke's announcement could make the race more competitive.
I always think that competition in the marketplace is very good, and so I would welcome any and all people who believe they would do a good job for the city to throw their hat in the ring.
Burke will be a council member for the rest of the year. Candidates for any open city council seat must file in May and will face off in the primary election. Every city council district has at least one seat up for election this year. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.